The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. Okay, this is your host, Reverend Michael B. McDuffie, on www.mikebroadcastdv.com. And we're also on Mike Live. Right now, I'm on two utensils at the same time. I'm on my cell phone on Mike Live, and I'm also calling in to www.mikebroadcastdv.com. And please let me know how I'm doing, how I'm sounding. Amen. We thank God for my engineer, Brother Robbie. Amen. And I'll also have my phone on here just in case you have to text me, okay? And we welcome you once again to this great Saturday. It's a nice day outside. A little brisky, a little cold, but it is December. And we also give honor to President Crystal, who has appointed Sister Leslie to help me out today. And so glad to have the presence of God here. I want to talk to you today a little bit about activating heaven now. When I talk about activating heaven now, and I was on Mike 4100 today, and I did like four different broadcasts on if you have a wrong understanding, it will affect your conclusions. And that wasn't the exact name, but it'll work for me right now. I want to give that to my www.mybroadcastddd.com. Thank you, Sister L. And I want to continue to train and equip the saints and the people of the world to understand this point. That when you have a proper understanding, it helps you come to a better conclusion. And I have discovered that even the church leadership can come to some improper conclusions because they don't have the right understanding. And the word understanding, which means to be aware. How does something function? How does something operate? And if we don't understand how something functions, we can abuse its purpose. We got to know how it functions, how it operates. Now, when I mention the word heaven to people, every time I mention heaven, people always think about casket, death, funerals, crying, your grandmama's death, your daddy's death, and it always had this morbid sound to it when you mention heaven. Well, as you study the word of God and study the Bible, I realized that heaven have a different aspect and a different level of understanding when you teach it from a biblical point of view. Heaven is really a country. God bless you, President Crystal. Heaven is a country, just like the United States of America is a country, and we represent a spiritual country. And I can't wait till I die to go to heaven. I have heaven now and later. Y'all remember those candies, now and later. That means when I receive Christ as my Savior and my Lord, and I give my heart to him, I receive a spiritual ATM card that brings me into what I call the third heaven, according to Hebrews chapter 12. It says, we have now come to Mount Zion. We have now come to the city of Jerusalem. We have now come to the gathering of the saints. And that's really dead saints and alive saints. That's really what a real convocation is. It is an assembly of a people. So what I try to do is train and equip saints to see that heaven is now. And it takes a long time, some time, to get there through people's head and their skulls that you tap into heaven now by faith. It is an invisible world. It's the third heaven. It's the one that God sits as the owner and the manager. He runs it perfectly. There are no devils in the third heaven. Satan no longer can come before God because Christ stripped him at Calvary. But everything starts and originates from the third heaven, which represents the Holy of Holies, or that's the place where the heaven is unlimited, and God has set Jesus Christ at his side, at his own right hand, and there is where my feet is inside of Christ in the third heaven. Ephesians tells us that we are now seated in heavenly places inside of Christ. Now, that makes no sense to your physical man because it doesn't align with your thinking. But somehow, supernaturally, Michael McDuffie takes up three heavens at one time. The third heaven is called paradise. It's the place where saints go when they pass. It's the place of total perfection. There's with some of your relatives all who passed away. People that served Christ, they go into paradise, which is called the third heaven. Paradise in the Old Testament was in hell. When Christ arose, he took paradise and put it in the third heaven. Paul says in Corinthians, I was caught up, not down, I was caught up to the third heaven, a place called paradise. And Paul says, I saw stuff I could not even articulate. I couldn't even explain it. And that's the realm that my father is, where Jenny mother is, where Jenny grandmother is, Jim Jim, Barney Elam, Freddie G, Stan Powell. I can go Ivan. I can go right on down to all the loved ones that have passed away and has affected me, sometimes mentally and social, psychologically. But the big thing is, President Crystal, Sister L, is that I visit third heaven on a regular basis. You never thought that every time you pray, you shift gears, you step into a heavenly realm. You sit before the throne of God. I sit in Christ. That means as I take a seat in Christ, it's as if I am sinless. I got a right to sit next to God because there's no sin on my garment, because I have embraced Christ as my rock, as my savior, as my propitiation of sins. Hebrews 1, he took away all my sins, all my imperfections, past, present, and future. And I believe that. So heaven is great, but you know what? Heaven does me no good unless it impacts the earth. Let me say that one again. Heaven does me no good unless it impacts the earth. So when church leadership and people teach me that I got to wait to get to heaven before I enjoy it, I'd be saying, no, that's erroneous. We're in heaven now. I know you don't see it like that, but it is. You got three heavens, third heaven, second heaven, first heaven. And I teach this in SITU. And the Bible says that Paul was caught up to the third heaven, and he saw things he could not articulate. But did you know that as Paul did earthly ministry, heaven was backing him up? Did you know that when Paul did miracles, he raised somebody from the dead, that was heaven's power? Did you know that when Paul rebuked the demon inside of someone, that was heaven's power? Did you know that when Paul got stoned, he got up from all the stones and got resurrected from the dead? Did you know that when Paul was shipwrecked, he floated to an island, and when a snake bit him, he shook the snake off in the fire? What kind of power is Paul walking in? He's walking in heaven's ability. And my job as an apostle is to equip and train people. You don't have to die before you operate in heaven. Second heaven is a place of spiritual warfare. It's the spirit of incubation. And the second heaven is the heaven that was sent from the third heaven to work along with the first heaven. Let me say it again. The second heaven is the heaven that was sent from the third heaven to work along with the first heaven. And the first heaven is the earth. Matthew put it like this, our Father, which art in heaven, that's the third heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, first heaven, as it is in heaven, second heaven. See, all three heavens mentioned in the Lord's Prayer, from the three through the two to the one. Now, once you become acquainted and have a level of understanding and awareness that heaven is in you and you're in heaven because of Christ Jesus, not because of some type of metaphysic program or you claiming to be God outside of Christ. That's not how it works. All those things are downgraded from the original. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ, not that you Christ. I hear all these teachers on Facebook. It's scary. Christ Jesus lives in me because I give my life to him, and I'm a servant of his. So the more he gives me, the more I humble myself. And I only represent Christ. I represent God because Christ is in me, not of my own. Not that I live, but it's the Christ Jesus that liveth in me. So my job today, my focus today, it's trying to show the saints that heaven is now. That's one of the greatest concepts. Heaven is now. So you might say, well, Michael, how can heaven be now when my streets are dirty and polluted? People are shooting and robbing and racism and political wars and back and forth in court and cancer and COVID. How could you say that? Because this kingdom of heaven moves along violently. Matthew 11 says, those that are in the kingdom of heaven takes it by force, or the kingdom of God advances itself violently, which means this heaven you have to fight in. You have to bring it from the third through the second into the first. And so there's a mentality, there's a faith, there's a tenacity, there's a commitment to the supernatural. And as you practice talking about heaven, 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 I don't have to die to get there because I already died in Christ. Even when you hear the word die or death, it don't always mean what you think. When most folks think of death, they think of Bragg's funeral home, or they think about my good friend Pastor Lagarde during the funeral home services. That's one form of death, but death means really separation from God. Death also means to be cut off from the Father, which means life must be reconnected to God. Real life is when your spirit is born again or recreated. So when your spirit came into the earth through your father and your mom, you came into the earth perverted and twisted. So your spirit needs to die and be recreated. When God says your spirit is recreated in Christ, it simply means he went and gave you your original spirit before it was tainted with sin. So when you understand that, that spirit is connected to the third heaven. And through that third heaven, God wants to take that authority and bring it through the second heaven into the first heaven. Now, I gave you a mouthful just in the last 12 minutes, but I'm trying to explain to people watching me that heaven will be as powerful in the earth as you believe it, as you walk in it. Many of your positive programs and all these false religions and all these positive confession programs that you're God and all this stuff, these are all like lower steps and lower rims to the original. Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Because of Jesus, I am. Christ lives in me. It's a real cross, a real death, and a real serving. It's a real man named Jesus that walked the planet Earth, who took away my sins. It's my job to please him now into eternity. And so it's our responsibility to be equipped and trained by the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, teachers, so we can bring heaven on earth. So we can bring heaven on earth. Let's give our prayer again, Sister Al, President Crystal. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. All right? It says, give us this day our daily bread. The Lord's Prayer really explains how heaven works. If you want to know the role of Father God, you want to know the heart of the Father, read the Lord's Prayer. Jesus gives you his prayer in John 17, and then after you leave the book of Acts, you'll see the Holy Spirit being spoke about for the rest of the epistles. So you see God speaks, which is the Father, Jesus Christ is the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is the Mother. All right? That's crazy, right? Like a whole family. And so we realize that heaven wants to come through us. It wants to flow through us. But if you're not being equipped and trained in this line of thinking, you can come to a wrong conclusion. So let me look at a scripture to show you something that is strange. And I was trying to get to this today with Sister Leslie, but I was driving. I want you to go to Colossians. Let me point something out to you about heaven. And if I can just spark your interest in heaven, you'll look at heaven differently. If you really understand heaven, you'll be a walking bomb, B-A-L-M, of healing. If you understand you represent heaven, even when you hug people, it's not like a hug from everybody else. Even when you walk in a store, heaven shows up. When you're driving your car, heaven is in your car. When people walk by you, the shadow of glory is on you. You have to talk like you're in heaven now. You got to walk like it. When people embrace you and honor the call of God in your life, and they sow into you, they really see God on you, the power of heaven will increase out of you towards them. You want to shut heaven down towards people, dishonor the vessel. Dishonor what God sends you. Talk against them. Talk bad about them. And whatever they have for you, which in terms of gifts and heavenly authority and heavenly ability, it'll shut down. I've seen people leave the earth prematurely because the heaven that's in someone was sent to them. And when you came, they dishonored it. They just said, that's just Michael. He's nobody. I knew him. He grew up. You know, I know his sins. I know what people say about him. I don't care about him. I never support him. And all of a sudden, they get sick. And then they want to get healed. So God sends me over to bring healing to them. But they have such a dishonor from me, the power of God does not come out of me towards them, so they die before their time. And I gave you a very strong example. But this is what happened in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and chapter 11. The church at Corinth was dishonoring each other. Although heaven's ability was in each other, they were dishonoring each other. They were saying, the ministry of Peter is more important than the ministry of Apollos. And Apollos is more than Paul. I belong to Apollos' anointing. I belong to T.D. Jakes' anointing. I belong to Juanita Bynum's anointing. My anointing is stronger. I got the Noel Jones' anointing. I got, and we bragging and boasting, and God, so you sound like the church at Corinth. If you call in the name of the Lord and you call yourself a Christian, we ought to pray for one another, encourage each other, and if we're in the error, try to help shape and form them to come into the faith. It's not our job to be competing with each other and trying to outdo each other. Because when you went, I went. If Crystal get blessed, we all get blessed. If Leslie is blessed, we all get blessed. That's how you got to start thinking. But if you got the wrong mindset and you're not fully aware of what you're supposed to be doing, you will come to a wrong conclusion. So let me just hold on. I'll keep my throat nice and moist. And I've got this drink called Roar Organic Electrolytes and Blueberry Potato. I'm operating two phones, one on Mike Live, and also on www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. Brother Ron, my engineer, and thank God for Brother Danny and Brother Steve Olympia and DDV Radio. Every Saturday, I've been on this station probably close to 4 years this month, probably 4 or 5 years in December, and I've been here on Mike Live probably close to 6 years. Been faithful, been confident, been consistent. I'm still talking about activating heaven, bringing heaven on earth. President Krista can post the name of this message. I have so many messages and titles. I want to go to Colossians chapter 1. Let me point out something about heaven. I'm going to point it out to you. And this might mess up some of your doctrinal teaching and training. And I'm going to show you that what we've been taught may not have been proper, may not have been exact, may not have been righteous. Colossians 1 verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father. What does Paul say? We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. Now, the church at Colossae sounds like the church of Ephesians. Both of these churches have a love for Christ and a love for each other, which it seems like it motivated Paul to especially pray for them. Not that Paul don't pray for everybody, but there are some people you have in your core circle you especially pray for. I got people in KOM I especially pray for. My M318ers, my tithers, my supporters. I got folks I especially pray for, my close family, and I got folks I just have to pray for because God tell me to. And that's two different prayers. I'm telling you, that's just the real deal. And the Bible speaks on this. Look what it says. Verse 4 of Colossians. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all of the saints. Look at verse 5. Activate heaven now. That's the name. Activate heaven now. Verse 5. Because of the hope, it's the word expectation, because of the expectation laid up for you in heaven. Now, when you first read that scripture, Sister L and President Crystal, when folks say stuff laid up in heaven, folks are like, one day, oh my God, celestial shore, we'll get to heaven one day on the other side. My tongue will stick to the roof of my mouth, and one day it'll be someday. Keep reading. Let's not stop. Let's keep reading. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Look what it says. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing. Let me read it again. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world and is bearing fruit and increasing as it also does amongst you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Did you read this? Did you hear what I just said? Let me say it again, and let me read it again, because I want the saints to hear the scripture, because this might mess up some of your denominational teaching. Colossians 1, verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope or the expectation laid up for you in heaven, sorry, Matthew 6, laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing. Verse 6, which has come to you as indeed to the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing as it also does amongst you. Watch this. When it starts, since the day you heard it and understood or understand the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Ephras, our beloved fellow servant. Now, let me break that thing down. I break it at 2:30. That is a strange portion of scripture, because it looks like heaven is activated when you hear something and understand something. Let me say it again. It looks like, according to Colossians 1, he that hears the gospel and understands it is how you get the third heaven to come through the second heaven to come on the earth, which is the first heaven. When heaven is not like gossiping around, like, you know, throwing spells at people, granting miracles here and there. He is participating with the person that hears the gospel and understands the gospel and obeys the gospel. And this when heaven comes on the scene. If you want to activate heaven now, I've got to find out who is listening, who is obeying, and who's carrying out what God told them. I mean, you can be sick in the body, a whole town going to hell, and the church doesn't hear the message, the church doesn't understand the message, and the church don't do anything. And that generation will suffer. The kids will suffer. The community will suffer. Because the people that are around not hearing the gospel, and they're not even aware of how it works. Now, I want you to take the word gospel and put kingdom. That sometimes the words are used interchangeably. So when you hear the word gospel, it means the gospel of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Miles Monroe said something one time. He was in a hotel room one time, and God spoke to him and said, many people are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they're not preaching the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Let me say it again. He said, many people are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they're not preaching the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Holy Dr. Miles. Don't know if we're talking about Jesus. Give me a J. Give me an E. Give me an S. Give me a U.S. Oh, it's all about Jesus. I got Jesus, and that's enough. I got Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening. I'm like, Okay. You do know that Jesus is the doorway into a government. He is the entrance into heaven. There's a big thing now in our country about illegal aliens. The United States of America is the country, and which is opposed to do is coming to the country legally. You're not supposed to climb up some other doorway. And you're supposed to go through the process, and it's supposed to swear you in as a citizen, follow the way. That's what it means, legal access. That's really a heavenly law. I mean, I want you to come into the kingdom, but you can't climb up some other way. You got to come in through Christ. And once you come in through Christ, you are granted citizenship. We give you a card. You take your right hand and swear to the citizenship. My daughter sung at one of these programs. And people went through a class. And you're supposed to learn the language of English. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you need to be a citizen of America. Well, I can take that to heaven. If I'm a citizen of heaven, do I enjoy the benefits of heaven later, or do I enjoy the benefits of heaven now and later? You enjoy the benefits of heaven now and later. When I say activate heaven now, the question is not whether or not God got the power. The question is, have you been listening and obeying and hearing the messages of your church leadership? Are you connected to your pastor or your equipper? Then the question is, are you aware of what you're learning? Are you fully aware? Now, once you are aware of it, then you're supposed to obey it. So it goes from getting access into heaven, listening and hearing words from your leadership that you're supposed to be attached to and drawn to. And then as you become aware of it, you're supposed to carry it out. Then we're supposed to bring heaven on earth. But the model that I have heard, and I've been around for years, is I don't go to heaven until I die or get in the casket. I hear that in some of the prayers. I hear that in some prayer circles. You know, give me a home on the, give me a little home on the shack way up in heaven. Oh, God. I'm like, y'all, let's get it together here. Heaven comes into you the second that you call Christ as your Savior. If the cry is sincere and the heart and the mouth align itself, Pastor Sal Utterback used to say, you can speak your way into the kingdom. Real powerful thing. And I like that, what she said. But let me add this. You can talk all day, but if your heart don't align with your mouth, you're just making an empty confession. I've seen people make an empty confession. But when the heart and the mouth touch and agree, that means your feet will align itself, which means the way Paul sees whether or not you are saved, when Paul says the gospel is spreading, that means there is a commitment. There is a non-quitting attitude. There is, I'm going to believe Christ, although all this opposition. With 2 minute warning, we're going to take our break on www.mybroadcastdvd.com in 2 minutes. So Sam, Leslie, President Crystal, I realized that in order for heaven to activate and come on earth now, I'm talking about the third heaven through the second heaven into the first heaven, the question is, are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you aware? Are you carrying things out? What are your goals? Are you ready to impact the earth? Or are you planning to live your own little selfish life, just get married, have your kids, have a house on the side of the road, and just kind of live your life hoping Christ comes later? That's not the real gospel. The real gospel is to take the kingdom of God, which is really your government, your country, and represent it to the earth. God does not call you a congressman. He calls you an ambassador. And an ambassador is chosen by the president. God didn't ask for people to vote for your salvation. God chose you because he saw your heart. He saw your choice before you made it and already conformed you to Christ before you even called out Christ. Crazy. Ephesians 2 says, while you were still wicked and sinful, God raises up to sit with Christ in heavenly places, which means he saw my confession of Christ in 1980, and God had already conformed Michael McDuffie to the image of Christ throughout eternity. And God never starts with the beginning. Before God even made Michael McDuffie, he went to the end of my Omega and Alpha me in 1963, July 29th, when I came out of my father into my mama after a 10-month incubation. Crazy, right? It's 2:30. I'm going to come back after this break, activate heaven. I'm going to take a commercial break. Brother Ron, take it away. Let's go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mybroadcast.com. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Welcome, of course, to December the 12th. This is the half hour after the first half hour. Welcome to www.mybroadcast.com. And I've been teaching about activating heaven now. And I've been trying to expand the thinking of saints about what heaven is. And heaven is a country. It is a world. Right now, if God pulled the heaven back and allowed me to operate in the discerning of spirits, he would show me my father. He would show me Brenda. He would show me Jim Jim. He would show me Barney Elam. He would show me Freddie G, Stan Powell. He would show me Brother Anthony. He would show me Apostle Avon. Because these are all folks I knew Christ. I led them to the Lord. I'm telling you, I know these people. These people had an encounter with Christ, Lamont. And I believe they sit around and cheer for me. Right now, God has covered my eyes, and I can't see physically, but I can feel it spiritually. And sometimes in my dream world, God will pull the veil back and let us know that our family is watching us. Jamie told me that she dreamed that her father and her mother was in a room, and like her mother was trying to communicate something to her. See, I know this is weird for some of you. I know it is. But I realize when we go to funerals and we talk about, you know, they're in your heart. They don't know how scriptural that thing is. There's more scripture than we make it. not in the sense of being sentimental. I believe that the saints behind a cloud watches and cheers for you, according to Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 12. God bless you, Pastor Marcus. So I'm talking about activate heaven now. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 1. Let me read this scripture to you again. It says this in verse 5, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come unto you as indeed in the whole world. And it is now bearing fruit and increasing as it does amongst you since the day, watch this, you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. That means heaven is activated when you hear it and you understand it and you live it out. That's how heaven comes through you. I've heard people who heard the preacher preach and didn't understand anything the preacher said. All they knew was the hooping and the hollering and the tuning up of the organ. Boy, we had a good time. But boy, the pastor preached today. Oh, my God. I'd be like, what did he say? I don't even know. I was hoping to hear up and finish because I got to get back to my movie this afternoon. Okay. I do the Micaiah face. Okay. It simply means, what does that matter? If I'm going to sit under a ministry, if I'm going to listen to someone, I want to understand. Because once I understand, I become aware. And once I become aware, then I know what to do. And once I start doing what I was aware of, then the kingdom gospel of heaven spreads over my earth. Stop waiting to die before you want to talk about earthly things. Craziest thing about the rich man and Lazarus is that when they both died, when the rich man got to hell, there was a hole between him. There was a hell hole. There was hell, which is a place of torment. There's a big gulf in between, and you have paradise. And one couldn't cross over to the other. And the rich man knew that he had violated the Abrahamic covenant to a point that he was rejected. And he says, Father Abraham. So he called him Father Abraham. So this was a Jew that knew the Father but did not do what God says. That's why I don't believe in just these empty, weak confessions just takes you into heaven. Got to be heartfelt, a change of life. Something has to happen supernaturally anyway. And he's just telling, you know, Abraham, have Lazarus stick his finger in water and touch my tongue for the fires of torment. It's hot. And, of course, people say it wasn't real fire, Pastor Mike. It's not real fire. It's mental. It's metaphysics. He's talking symbolic. I'd be like, how you know? Are you sure? Suppose it is real fire. You have to soak in what you are learning. That's good, sister. How you know? Suppose you're wrong. They'd be like Barney Miller. Suppose you get to heaven and find out heaven is real. You've been lied to. You lied all your life. Whoops. Can't whoops then. Can't whoops. So that rich man was so busy talking about earthly ministry then. I gotta reach my five brothers. Yeah? Get somebody up from the dead. And Abraham said, I'm sorry, if you didn't do your earthly ministry, heaven is not good for you right now because they got Moses and the prophets. And if you were doing what you're supposed to do, you should have been activating heaven while you were alive on the earth. See, we have this whole mentality about heaven that gotta change. And that's why I'm so proud of KOM, Mighty Sons of God Church, M318, and all the ministries we're doing, because I'm radically turning the boat over. Because my job is to train people to stop talking about heaven later and bring heaven into your earth now. I keep telling you, some of you need to go buy them candies now and later. And start talking about heaven now and later. And the more you practice heaven now, the more heaven you get now. The most of you who keep talking about heaven later, get heaven later. You got to activate heaven now. What? Look at Colossians. It says that Ephesus, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. So this guy named Ephesus is spelled EPAPHRAS. This is in verse 7 of Colossians 1. And it looks like Paul is celebrating his ministry. It looks like this man reports to Paul what's going on at the church at Ephesus. it seems also that he was someone that was teaching the gospel. So Ephesus was a heaven preacher. He was bringing heaven on earth. He was operating in his heavenly authority. I don't want to take a chance of being wrong about fire. I was thinking, amen. I'm not playing no wolf. So he was saying, y'all better, I'm celebrating you because what Ephesus told and taught you, you guys embraced it. I see you're loving Jesus, you're loving each other, and Paul is congratulating them. And since he heard of their success in ministry, then he goes into a prayer about, I don't cease praying for you. My question is, would Paul have prayed these same prayers for the church of Colossae or the church of Ephesians unless they were loving God and loving God's people? I believe that there's some prayers that cannot be prayed for some of us until we start loving God and loving God's people. And I know that's going to get some of y'all mad at me. I just think that some things, some prayers are like iron. It attracts certain saints are like iron, penny iron. It attracts prayers from other saints. It's like, you know, people watch me on Facebook, right? And I get a lot of prayers. McDuffie, praying for you, praying for you. You know what's happening? They say, McDuffie, you are preaching the gospel of the kingdom like I haven't heard in a while. He says, your message has changed my life totally. And these people go to their knees and they pray for me. They lift me up. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, you're like hemi iron. You are attracting prayers. When people start seeing you operate in the kingdom, and it's not the same old message folks been talking about for years, that's erroneous, but they start hearing something change their lives, they feel attracted to your anointing. Not a physical attraction. It's a spiritual one. And they want to support you. They sow seed. They start praying for you. And whenever I gave out, I give back 1,000 times over. I like to hear my mother pray for me. I like to hear that I'm praying for you, son. Oh, I get so excited. Or my wife says, or President Chris, or KOM, or the members of Mighty from the God Church, they just pray. I complain. I'm on the phone. I'm frowning. I'm getting mad because it didn't go the way you thought it's supposed to go. They just said, McDuffie, keep up the great work. They're praying for me. My iron attracts them. And it looks like this guy, Ephraeus, he called him a beloved fellow servant. He also called him a faithful minister, which means he worked on the behalf of giving good reports from the church of Colossae to Paul. So he's activating heaven. So the heaven activation really starts with ministry. A lot of times, heaven is not activating our lives because most folks I know don't even know what their ministry is. They're not focused on it. It's not even important to them. You know, even hear people say, well, you call the ministry, I'm not called. I say, everybody call the ministry. Another dumb statement. Everybody's called the ministry. You call to serve somebody. Like these people say, you know, I don't call myself a leader. You know, don't look up to me as a mentor. I'm not a mentor. Don't use me as an example. You don't choose not to be an example. Who are you? That's a dumb statement. I heard someone do that in one of the sport programs. I'm not your mentor. Look up to your parents. If you're a human being, you're someone's mentor. Somebody. Whether it's a child, a nephew, a cousin, a stranger. There are a lot of folks you guys are mentoring don't even know it. They're just watching you. We live in a fishbowl and people just look at you. I was watching a show last night, Hallmark, and it was a Christmas show. And this little girl was supposed to be doing a play on stage. It was like a 5-year-old girl. And she walked up to another lady in the hallway who pulled her shirt up to show her belly button. And when a little girl got on stage, she had her shirt up. Somebody said, what is your shirt up? She looked at the woman that had her shirt up. She looked and took the example from the lady with her shirt up. You don't even know who you're teaching, who you're reaching. You think I know everybody that I taught and impacted? No, because I met people years later who I never knew were studying my page, watching me from a distance. And they tell me years later, I even had people say, McDuff, I couldn't stand you. He said, until I started doing the things that you said, and I had to soon start saying, you know what? It's that McDuffie kid. I'm doing the things he's doing. I used to call him a nut. I used to get in my pulpit and talk against him. And I find myself doing the same thing he did. He said, McDuffie, I never told you. And I apologize. I'm sorry. And he said, take me $1,000. I said, thank you. See, you got to know how to let stuff roll off your chest. When heaven is working, man, don't. stuff don't impact me like it did when I was 20 years old or 30. When I reached the age of 40, I really, man, I'm telling you, man, it didn't matter what folks said about me, wrote articles about me. I'm like, yeah, so, do you? Do you? I'm like, yeah, so. The folks like to mentally manipulate you and control you when they can't stop you. Now watch this in Colossians. Let me show you something else. Over to Colossians 1 and jump over to Colossians 1 and I want to show you something. Colossians 1 and jump to Colossians 1 verse 21. All right? Colossians 1, 21. And after he makes this thing about who Christ is, that's verse 15 through verse 21, right? But look at verse 23, and I'm talking about activating heaven now. Look at verse 23, and I want you to catch this. It says this, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. Same word hope, laid up in heaven in the first chapter, first verse, still first chapter, but the fifth verse. Read 23 again. If you indeed continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting or not being moved from the hope of the gospel that you heard. But look at this strange portion of scripture. Look at this. This really messes up some of our American gospel preaching, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven. Paul, you sure you're writing that right? He said at the time of this writing, the gospel has been preached under all the creation. Somebody said, when the whole world hears the gospel, it comes into the world. Well, apparently, Paul must not have it together. Something wrong with Paul mentally. Because in Colossians 1, verse 5, 4, 5, and 6, or, I mean, verses 2 through 6, and Colossians 1, verse 23, said the gospel was heard throughout all creation. Now, my question is, why would God activate heaven on our behalf when our goals are not even right? Your goal is that everybody's supposed to hear the gospel. You, your family, extended family, your friends, your core friends, your extended family, your extended friends, your circle, your co-workers, every place you go, you're supposed to be letting them hear the gospel of the kingdom. That's how heaven get activated. A lot of times heaven not activated because we ain't saying nothing. We ain't saying nothing. I'm telling you, it amazes me. And you look at these folks that they grew up in church, you know, I was in the church choir, but their music, their lyrics, their style of movies don't even exemplify their values. You know, it's just acting. No, it's not. Sometimes it's more than acting. You really acted. Someone would say, when you're acting, you're really pulling out of yourself who you really are. Real deep verse. So a lot of time you look at some of our mountains of entertainment, mountains of economics, mountains of business. I'm trying to figure out how many believers are taking over these mountains but allowing the light of Christ to come through them, the salt. Yeah, I make continual intercessory prayer for Tyler Perry because heaven's anointing is upon him. The only problem I have with him that many of his movies now and plays always try to advance a perverted and corrupted lifestyle. And it feels like that voice is much more louder than a traditional voice. And I'm always praying for him. May the Lord continue to convict him, to bring him into some real Christian values. Let's not ignore traditional marriage. Let's not ignore that when something is perverted and twisted, call it out on the carpet. But I know you can't because sometimes you're bought by your spouses. So all of your movies and plays sometimes starts to exemplify a spirit of perversion. And we want to call it out. And I celebrate the brother. I pray for him because he's my example. I love the guy, but I like to see Madea get saved. I really would. I like to see someone else play the role of Madea. I'm telling you, I'd rather see him hire someone else to play that role because I think he's established it real well. I know it's going to happen. I want to see some real movies about traditional marriage, dating, and someone not fornicating or whoremonger to do it right. When you have that favor on your life and you're already worth like $600-700 million, how much money you need? Now you can establish your own voice to articulate biblical standards. But what I realized that the devil is smart, because he don't like trendsetters. He don't like people bringing heaven on earth now. Let me tell you something, and please hear me closely. It's 2:51, and I think I got to let this go. It's 2:51. I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastmedia.com. You'll have to get this Sunday tomorrow at 7:47. Please tune in to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. We also got our own Roku television network. Please tune in. I got to go. Thank you, Brother Ron. Love you, man. Got to go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.